From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Britain has a new leader. Queen Elizabeth Wednesday confirmed Theresa May as Britain's prime minister after she accepted the resignation of David Cameron. Ms. May is expected to soon unveil her new cabinet lineup, including a minister in charge of implementing Britain's exit from the EU. Mr. Cameron made his final appearance in the House of Commons Wednesday, where he received a standing ovation.
It has been the greatest honour of my life to serve our country as prime minister over these last 6 years, and to serve as leader of my party for almost 11 years. And as we leave for the last time, my only wish is continued success for this great country that I love so very much.
In her first speech as prime minister, Ms. May said she plans to lead in a spirit of unity and build a country that works for everyone. The United States has launched a new trade enforcement action against China at the World Trade Organization. The action was taken because China charges export duties on 9 raw materials, making them more expensive for U.S. manufacturers. The U.S. military has deployed about 40 soldiers to South Sudan's capital following days of fighting that has left hundreds of people dead and raised fears of renewed civil war. The military's Africa Command says the troops were sent to Juba to safeguard the U.S. embassy and help carry out a State Department order for non-essential personnel to leave the country. The U.S. envoy in the region tells VOA senior U.S. officials are working with leaders in South Sudan to end the fighting there. This is VOA News.